Now there's a little chigger and he ain't no bigger than the point of a very small pin. But the bump he raises, itching like a blazes, and that's where the rubbing comes in. Ah, chigger, why can't you be bigger? Well, why can't you be as big as a pea so I can see what's eating on me? Now me and my gal went for a little walk, I was trying to make a little time. When all at once I got this itch, I was about to lose my mind. I tried to stay cool cause I knew what it was that little red bug. When I thought she wasn't looking, I'd give that bug a tug. Aw, chigger, why can't you be bigger? Well, why can't you be the size of a pea so I can see what's eating on me? Now me and Uncle Bill went over the hill to a favorite fishing hole. When he yelled out to the top of his lungs, somebody hold this pole! I tried not to laugh cause I knew what it was that little red bug. He dropped his pants and did a little dance, give that bug a tug. Ah, chigger, why can't you be bigger? Well, why can't you be the size of a pea so I can see what's eating on me? Now if you ain't never been down south, you don't know what you missed. That little red bug with the long sharp teeth, he's right at the top of the list. There's snakes and gators and old tornadoes and occasional hurricane. But the baddest of all is so darn small, shouldn't even have a name. Ah, chigger, why can't you be bigger? Well, why can't you be the size of a pea so I can see what's eating on me? Now my gal's gone, so's that itch, and my life's a whole lot better since I decided I wouldn't run around with nobody who's offended by a little bitty chigger. Ah, chigger, why can't you be bigger? Well, why can't you be as big as a pea so I can see what's eating on me? Well, why can't you be as big as a pea so I can see what's eating on me?